safety on the minds of business operators in Asia as IBAC helps organize a stand down at ABase. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Just before the Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition gets underway in Shanghai next month, operators will take a moment to consider safety.
We're partnering with NDAA and ASBAA, the Asian Business Aviation Association, to co-sponsor a half-day safety and operational issues meeting.
That's Kurt Edwards, Director General of the International Business Aviation Council, IBAC.
What we're trying to do is carry on a little tradition that was begun by Bombardier with their safety stand-down, as well as introduce IBAC and ASBAA to operators in the region in terms of what we do and how we would like to work with operators to improve how we can influence regulatory and policy developments in the region, and specifically inform operators about the various mandates that are coming down from ICAO, as well as from some states with regard to equipage over the next 10 years or so.
In this half-day stand-down, Edward says the point isn't to cram 3 days of information into 3 or 4 hours, but instead start some significant conversations.
For example, ADS-B in and out, ACAS-related requirements, emergency locator, transmitter requirements. We'll even talk a little bit about new requirements on the North Atlantic, because these aircraft don't necessarily stay just in one region, right?
But Edward says IBAC isn't going to Asia just to talk.
Yes, we're imparting information to folks, but we also want to hear from the operators, hear what their concerns are, hear what their interests are in terms of what they want to learn from ASBAA and IBAC, what they would want us to be working on, and truly how we can help them. I mean, after all, we are here to serve the business aviation community. It's a two-way street. And in that conversation, we will also be suggesting how the operators can help us help them. I mean, it's to the degree we get information from them that we can act on and assist on, we will be making a difference in terms of helping business aviation to grow throughout the region.
ABase 2014, which runs April 15th through the 17th, is just the first stop for Edwards and IBAC. The following week, they'll make presentations in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Jakarta, with the idea of expanding IBAC's ability to help business aviation operators of all types in matters that range from safety to regulation. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, here's Max Flight from AirplaneGeeks.com with a look at their offerings this week.
This week on the Airplane Geeks podcast, we talk with independent travel industry analyst Henry Hartevelt about Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 and its impact on the airline, on Malaysia, and on the travel industry in general. We also look at today's 18 to 23-year-old traveler and the importance of that market segment in the coming years. Find us at AirplaneGeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
NBAA's member directory is the most comprehensive source of business aviation resources in the industry, giving you access to thousands of professionals on a global scale. It's where NBAA buyers go to find products, services, and vendors and suppliers they need to help their operation and business. You can even promote your company with a free listing in the products and services section to reach truly qualified buyers. Visit www.nbaa.org/directory.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. If you see Gregory Frister, Brad Kitchen, or Kedrick Elmore, congratulate them. They are the recipients of this year's International Operators Committee scholarships. Each hopes to establish a career in business aviation, and these scholarships will be a big help to every one of them. For more information on the International Operators Committee and their scholarship, check the website. You know, I mentioned ABase a moment ago. The Asian Business Aviation Conference and Exhibition takes place in Shanghai April 15th through the 17th. Well, also on the NBAA events calendar, the 2014 NBAA Maintenance Management Conference. That's in Tampa. It runs from April 22nd through the 24th. You'll find high-caliber educational programs there, as well as the very latest in aviation technology on display at the Tampa Convention Center. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.